Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, would you actually cover the topic of cam models? I've been a MGTOW monk for 7 years now, as my last relationship was with a 44-year-old woman, who had 3 kids, all of whom had grown up and moved out. I was in my mid-20s at the time, and at the beginning things were great sexually, and we had a good connection. At the end of a 9-month-long relationship, though, she became very bitter and a nasty drunk. One thing she always complained about was the age gap, as if I were going to meet other women, and I'm certainly no 10. She knew that I never use dating sites, never have, never will, as I've always been more old school in terms of meeting women. When we went out, the more drunk she got, the more her true feelings about me would show up, belittling me and generally treating me like trash in hers and mine's friends groups. If random people asked if we were together, she would just put me down and say things like, yeah, the sex ain't that great. After 9 months, I just had enough and broke it off. Of which came the motherlode of her true personality, shouting at me, crying, and telling me what a worthless person I was. This solidified my path to the red pill. Worst of all, we worked together at the time, but we were civil, even though I could actually see her resentment for me and subtle digs in the workplace. I'm glad I found YouTubers such as yourself, as it's improved my mental health and well-being and helped shake bad habits. Lately, though, I found myself frequenting a cam model site and found a model with a low viewer count. She's very humble and quite often very old-fashioned. She doesn't demand tips, but would actually be simping for tips anyway. She's just happy to talk and is very open about her life in an honest and friendly way, even saying she hasn't hooked up with anyone for years. But that's up for speculation. She does do cum shows in a club show for tippers, that she knows. And you can see your cam, so she knows that you're not a troll. Lately though, I feel that even though she doesn't ask for tips, if you're not partaking, she will not engage with you as much as the high tippers until they're gone. I'm wondering, how do I get out of this cam show addiction? Because crushing on a cam model is lunacy, and I want to get back to the red pill state of mind as well as saving money. She sends me Snapchats about when she's on, and has a certain charm that I've always dumb enough to take the bait. Maybe title this video, As Cam Models Are Not Your Friends. Thank you for all you do, brother. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. First, I'm glad you've been going monk mode like myself for the last 7 years. But it sounds like your subconscious mind wants you to keep kissing those cooches. You say that you were in your mid-20s 7 years ago, so you're not even 35 yet, which means your big head hasn't taken over the thinking for your little one. Part of it is just simply time, and another part is taking enough abuse from women where you get to the point where the booby juice is no longer worth the squeeze. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to Don't Say Single Mothers That Are 20 Years Older Than You Clown World Show. Of course, the first 2 to 3 months with an abusive alcoholic single mother is great. You were still in the honeymoon phase, although her honey probably ran out a long time ago. She was always bitter and a drunk, but just hit it well at first until you were hooked. She complained about the age gap too. I guess she was complaining before you had a chance to complain first. That way, if you did, she pretty much beat you to the punch. It's amazing the abuse men will take while younger to get access to used up cooch. The thirst is very real, especially if younger guys are willing to be with an abusive single mother that has 2 decades on them. Dude, that's disgusting. What are you doing painting her gray pubes with your man mayo? But to be fair, this sort of thing is not new. While I was growing up, I had a friend around the age of 12 or 13, and his mother was 40, and she had a 20-something-year-old boyfriend too. And I'd come over to their house, and I would pretty much catch them in bed together. It was absolutely disgusting. She was cray-cray and also drunk as a skunk. I'm glad you left her, even though you were still thirsty, Mr. Anonymous. Men shouldn't be with women that are old enough to be their mothers and look like the Crypt Keeper and Caligula had a kid together. You're going to feel that intense desire for love and companionship until your mid-30s on average, which now takes us into the topic which you wanted me to cover, which is how to stop spending money on cam girls. That cam model you're talking to, she may appear to be humble for now, but if she were to get some real attention and lots of viewers, she'd expect every man to hand over all of his pension and attention. Of course she was nice to you. What is she going to do? Risk pissing you off, as you're one of her very few clients. Also, of course, her being single is up for speculation. Odds are she was lying to you about that, about not hooking up with anyone for many years. Her story is as believable as my anal sphincter singing the Star Spangled Banner. Don't be so gullible, McFly. I've never really had a situation where I would actually pay strippers or cam girls or even pay for adult content. So in some ways, I would actually be the wrong person to answer that question. But I did go nofap for a while, and the way I achieved that was to stay away from adult content. I guess it's more potent of a connection when you see a girl on the other side of the internet and interact with her. If I was addicted to paying cam girls, I would pretty much deal with it the same way I went nofap back in my 20s. What I would do is just avoid using the computer except for essential purposes. Also disconnect that Snapchat, so you don't get her messages anymore. The problem is that it's so easy to go to your favorite cam girl by setting up an alert on your phone to know when she's on, or you pretty much know her regular hours already. If you live with a roommate, then maybe access your computer only in a public area. That way you won't be choking your iguana with the fear of being found out. But Mr. Anonymous, I think it's not just about avoiding cam girls. I think there's something deeper that you're missing here, and that is female validation. If you want a woman to acknowledge that you exist and give you attention, then you can always friend zone yourself so you still get that emotional connection in real life. It's not too hard to friend zone yourself these days. Then you can fantasize about her taking her clothes off and doing naughty things with your imagination. You know, that thing that many people haven't used since smartphones and social media were created. Just focus on getting your sexual gratification free online from video sites designed for fapping off. Then focus on getting your validation from a woman in the friend zone. It works. Why support OnlyFans and make them rich? You also know the cam models aren't getting rich because the average woman that does that sort of thing only makes a few $100 a month. It's all about willpower when it comes to addiction. There's a trick I learned from cognitive behavioral therapy from a sex therapist, of all people, that thought I had an addiction to porn because I watched it 3 to 4 times a week. He gave me sheets of paper with 3 sections on them. The first one was to write down my initial thought that led me to take that action. Maybe you see some hot woman's thighs shimmering in the sun and you pretty much run home to fap off. The next section is to write down the action and what you did, and the final part is to write down how you would have acted differently. The idea is that when you write down your subconscious thoughts and actions enough times, you figure out your triggers and why you think the way that you do and repeat the same behavioral patterns over and over again. And you finally wake up from your looped behavior and change. It doesn't work every time, but it's worth giving a try. The girl you're falling for, she's saying and acting in a very genuine way. But you have glimpses of her true self when she treats people that pay her better than those that don't. But there's nothing wrong with a profit motive for her. We all have to get more from this world than we put out with regards to energy, or we die. It's basic physics. But Mr. Anonymous, your relationship with her is a transactional one, which is the bottom line. I'm sure you'll sober up in the next few years as your testosterone levels start coming down and you no longer feel the urge to come as much. Just remember that it takes great discipline combined with subconscious understanding when you're younger to realize female nature. And once you see it for what it is, it becomes difficult to fall in love and interact with them. You start seeing their behavior like computer code in the Matrix. The sad thing is that the majority of people out there are NPCs. Mr. Anonymous is like you're an NPC trying to consciously wake up from his own behavior. Awareness is the first step. Sometimes it also might be a good thing to replace one vice with another. Normally I'd say that playing video games is a waste of time, but if doing that helps keep your mind away from that woman, then it might be a good thing. Or perhaps you pretty much start working out or going for walks away from your computer or private fapping off cam whore space. Put yourself in a physical place like I mentioned with a roommate idea earlier, where you're not going to basically be tempted. Going out will also increase your chances of meeting a real woman and getting validation from her. Also, finding fapping material that turns you on way more than a cam girl might actually be something to look into. I know that's not really optimal because technically you're just paying a different girl, except it's not a live interaction. But think of it as a crutch or a way to wean yourself off that cam girl. If you have a crush on that one cam model, then go out into the real world and get a crush on a real woman, which will basically help you forget about the girl online. Even Shakespeare wrote about men doing just that in Romeo and Juliet. Once you find someone new, the cam girl will be no more. no longer in your thoughts, and no longer in your FAPS. That's what you need to do. Replace one cooch vice with another. Other than that, I don't know what else I can tell you. The last thing I want to briefly bring up is YouTube, how it's hiding comments. You won't see all of them unless you click on the newest tab. They aren't just hiding them on my channel either, but on many others. They seem to be doing this now because of the coming erection. No one really knows for sure, but they're making things difficult for me and many others that have a good comment section. On BitChute, the comments get spammed by fake Nazis, so I ended up shutting them down. On YouTube now, they're sabotaging them seemingly intentionally. I think the idea is to do soft censorship of comments because sometimes you learn more from the comments section than you do from the videos. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Mr. Anonymous smashed a woman that was 20 years older than him. And if that were me, I'd smash down a bottle of Jack Daniels before I went down on her. Ask to not get disgusted. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that start on OnlyFans to make it big and only make enough money to afford meals at the Waffle House away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.